Ministry of Education and Culture. Higher and Tertiary Education. Pan-Cyprian Examinations 2016. Listening Skills. You will hear three different radio programs. You will hear each program twice. Exercise 1. You will hear Sarah and Peter talking about their love for reading. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read exercise 1. First listening.
So, Peter, I hear that you love to read. What types of books do you like to read?
I especially like to read fantasy and science fiction books. I love all kinds of reading, but I guess one of my favorite books come from that genre. So I'm really, I really love that kind of book.
So what's your favorite fantasy genre book?
I think I would, if I had to choose, it would be the Lord of the Rings series. I think I read it back in high school, and it was one of the most gripping, interesting, fascinating stories I've ever read. And I know it's fiction and it's an imagined world, but I think at that time that book was really meaningful to me because it gave me kind of an escape, and I could be busy with this book for weeks and weeks on end. And I actually ended up rereading the book twice or three times, I think, because I just fell in love with the characters and stories of adventure and fun and making friends and going through hardships together. And so it was a really meaningful book for me at the time. And then when the movies came out, of course I went to see them. But somehow although it came close, it kind of never matched up to what I had going in my imagination. And I think because the book was so imaginative, I've kind of fallen in love with reading science fiction and books about possibilities of how life could be, or imaginative lives of people. Yeah. I think that's why I really love that book.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. How about you? Do you read fiction or science fiction or anything fiction related?
Not really. I tend to like nonfiction books.
Oh, okay. Do you have any favorites from the nonfiction range of books?
One that I've read recently. Well, I like reading nonfiction because I like to read things that I can learn something from. So I love to read books on culture and religion and different things.
Okay.
And one of the books I read recently that I really liked was called Spirit of the Rainforest.
Oh.
It was about a tribe out in the Amazon, and it was told from their perspective. And as like foreigners came in, different anthropologists and their opinion and their views of them and their culture.
Right.
It's really interesting.
Wow, it sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
I've heard that there are tribes that still remain undiscovered in the Amazon, people know about them, but they don't disturb them. Was this one of those examples, or do you think it's...
I think so, yeah.
Right, okay.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 1. Second listening.
So, Peter, I hear that you love to read. Mm. What types of books do you like to read?
I especially like to read fantasy and science fiction books. I love all kinds of reading, but I guess one of my favorite books come from that genre. So I really love that kind of book.
So what's your favorite fantasy genre book?
I think I would, if I had to choose, it would be the Lord of the Ring series. I think I read it back in high school, and it was one of the most gripping, interesting, fascinating stories I've ever read. And I know it's fiction and it's an imagined world, but I think at that time that book was really meaningful to me because it gave me kind of an escape, and I could be busy with this book for weeks and weeks on end. And I actually ended up rereading the book twice or three times, I think, because I just fell in love with the characters and stories of adventure and fun and making friends and going through hardships together. And so it was a really meaningful book for me at the time. And then when the movies came out, of course I went to see them, but somehow although it came close, it kind of never matched up to what I had going in my imagination. And I think because the book was so imaginative, I've kind of fallen in love with reading science fiction and books about possibilities of how life could be, or imaginative lives of people. Yeah, I think that's why I really love that book.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. How about you? Do you read fiction or science fiction or anything fiction related?
Not really. I tend to like nonfiction books.
Oh, okay. Do you have any favorites from the nonfiction range of books?
One that I've read recently. Well, I like reading nonfiction mm-hmm. because I like to read things that I can learn something from. Mm-hmm. So I love to read books on culture and religion and different things.
Okay.
And one of the books I read recently that I really liked was called Spirit of the Rainforest. It was about a tribe out in the Amazon, mm-hmm. and it was told from their perspective. And as like foreigners came in, different anthropologists and their opinion and their views of them and their culture.
Right.
It's really interesting.
Wow, it sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
I've heard that there are tribes that still remain undiscovered in the Amazon, people know about them, but they don't disturb them. Was this one of those examples, or do you think it's...
I think so, yeah.
Right. Okay.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 2. You will hear a radio program about a blind pilot. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read exercise 2. First listening.
Blind pilot flies from London to Sydney. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. A blind British pilot landed his tiny aircraft in Sydney on Monday to complete a record-breaking flight halfway around the world. Miles Hilton Barber left London on March the 7th and flew nearly 22,000 kilometres to Australia. His aim was to raise money for charity. He did not fly solo, but was accompanied by a sighted co-pilot who helped Hilton Barber by telling him what figures were on the navigation instruments. The 58-year-old aviator said, "It's the fulfillment of an amazing dream. I've been waiting to do this flight for about 4 years." He added, "I've wanted to be a pilot since I was a kid. Now I'm totally blind, but I've had the privilege of flying more than halfway around the world." He described the most important thing for him. "The big deal is not me doing this, it's raising funds," he said. Hilton Barber has been blind for 25 years. He hopes his trip will raise over $2 million for the charity Seeing is Believing, which works to cut preventable blindness in developing countries. His intercontinental flight is not the first adventure he has been on. In 1999, he competed in the toughest foot race on Earth, a run across the Sahara Desert. He then went on to take part in the coldest marathon on Earth, across Siberia. To add to his feats, he has climbed Mount Kilimanjaro and Mont Blanc, Africa and Europe's highest mountains. He also set the Malaysian Grand Prix lap record for a blind driver in a 200 km per hour Lotus. His achievements are an inspiration to blind and sighted people everywhere. Hilton Barber is living proof that anything is possible and that where there's a will, there's a way.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 2. Second listening.
Blind pilot flies from London to Sydney. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. A blind British pilot landed his tiny aircraft in Sydney on Monday to complete a record-breaking flight halfway around the world. Miles Hilton Barber left London on March the 7th and flew nearly 22,000 kilometres to Australia. His aim was to raise money for charity. He did not fly solo, but was accompanied by a sighted co-pilot who helped Hilton Barber by telling him what figures were on the navigation instruments. The 58-year-old aviator said, "It's the fulfillment of an amazing dream. I've been waiting to do this flight for about 4 years." He added, "I've wanted to be a pilot since I was a kid. Now I'm totally blind, but I've had the privilege of flying more than halfway around the world." He described the most important thing for him. "The big deal is not me doing this, it's raising funds," he said. Hilton Barber has been blind for 25 years. He hopes his trip will raise over $2 million for the charity Seeing is Believing, which works to cut preventable blindness in developing countries. His intercontinental flight is not the first adventure he has been on. In 1999, he competed in the toughest foot race on Earth, a run across the Sahara Desert. He then went on to take part in the coldest marathon on Earth, across Siberia. To add to his feats, he has climbed Mount Kilimanjaro and Mont Blanc, Africa and Europe's highest mountains. He also set the Malaysian Grand Prix lap record for a blind driver in a 200 km per hour Lotus. His achievements are an inspiration to blind and sighted people everywhere. Hilton Barber is living proof that anything is possible and that where there's a will, there's a way.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 3. You will hear a radio program about stealing food. Listen, and fill in the blanks. Write only one word in each blank. You have 1 minute to read exercise 3. First listening.
Stealing food is not a crime, says Italian court. This is breakingnewsenglish.com. An Italian court of appeal has said food theft because of hunger is not illegal. The Supreme Court of Cassation reversed the conviction of a homeless man, Roman Ostriakov, who was given 6 months in jail for stealing cheese and a sausage worth $4.50. He was also fined $115. His lawyers appealed for a reduction in that fine and got the whole conviction quashed. The court said taking the food does not constitute a crime because he stole a small amount of food out of desperation. It ruled that stealing small amounts of food because of hunger is not a crime. Many people hope this case will highlight the poverty and homelessness in Italy. They also believe it may mean hungry people who are arrested for shoplifting will not be convicted. A criminal lawyer said the case is a new principle, and it might lead to more similar decisions when theft is linked to poverty situations. The court said people should not be punished if, forced by need, they steal small quantities of food in order to meet the basic requirement of feeding themselves. Italy's La Stampa newspaper said, in a civilized country, no one should be allowed to die of hunger.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 3. Second listening.
Stealing food is not a crime, says Italian court. This is breakingnewsenglish.com. An Italian court of appeal has said food theft because of hunger is not illegal. The Supreme Court of Cassation reversed the conviction of a homeless man, Roman Ostriakov, who was given 6 months in jail for stealing cheese and a sausage worth $4.50. He was also fined $115. His lawyers appealed for a reduction in that fine and got the whole conviction quashed. The court said taking the food does not constitute a crime, because he stole a small amount of food out of desperation. It ruled that stealing small amounts of food because of hunger is not a crime. Many people hope this case will highlight the poverty and homelessness in Italy. They also believe it may mean hungry people who are arrested for shoplifting will not be convicted. A criminal lawyer said the case is a new principle, and it might lead to more similar decisions when theft is linked to poverty situations. The court said people should not be punished if, forced by need, they steal small quantities of food in order to meet the basic requirement of feeding themselves. Italy's La Stampa newspaper said, in a civilized country, no one should be allowed to die of hunger.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please put your pens down.